feel like maybe we need to add another stair so that there's enough seating for all of you. Just a whole other level would be useful. It's good to see all of you here this morning. I've noticed, and maybe you've noticed this too, that sometimes moms or dads ask their kids to do something that the kids don't really feel like doing. But I've also noticed that, for the most part, the respectful kids decide in the end that it's a good idea to do what their parents ask them to do, whether they felt like doing it or not. This was the case even with Jesus. Jesus went to a wedding one time with his mother. And if you've ever been to a wedding, you know that first there's a ceremony, and then there's a big party. Jesus and his mother were at the big wedding party when the family who was giving the party ran out of drinks. So Jesus' mother leaned over and whispered to Jesus, "Look, the host family is in a panic. They don't have anything to give all their thirsty guests." And Jesus said, "Why is this my problem?" He said, "It's not time for me to be revealing myself yet." But Jesus' mother paid no attention to his objection. She turned to the servers and said, "Do whatever my son tells you." So Jesus looked around and he saw a big collection of big jars. These were the jars where the water was kept that would be used for washing. No one would ever think of drinking out of the wash water jars. Jesus said to the waiters, "Make sure all of these jars are filled up to the brim. And then get a cup, fill a cup from the jar, take it to the person in charge of the feast." And so these waiters did what Jesus said. They made sure that all these wash water jars were filled to the brim, and they poured some of the liquid into the cup. But as they poured, they noticed something odd. It didn't look like water anymore. "Wow," they said, "this looks like wine. It smells like wine. It smells like the kind of wine you would serve at a really special and really important party." And so the waiters took the cup to the person that the family had hired to be in charge of the whole feast and the party, and he tasted it, and he said, "This wine is delicious." And he went right to the family and to the new couple who had just been married, and he said, "I want to congratulate you on the excellent wine that you are serving at your party." Now, according to the Gospel of John in the Bible, this incident in which Jesus took wash water and turned it into a really delicious drink was the first sign that he was lit up by God's glory. And it helped his new disciples to have a lot of confidence in him. And I guess really it helped a lot of people to see what his mother already knew about him, that he had something very special to share and to accomplish in the world. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer together before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, nothing is too small to escape your notice. You teach us not to be reluctant or afraid to show the world who we are. We are your children, and we love you with heart and mind and soul and strength. Amen. And it's time for Sunday school.